This is the Adam Gold Show.
The EPL got underway for real this week, and it got real, real at one game. We had two coaches getting into it twice. I run the risk, like, I'll try and introduce this subject, but all I'm doing is opening myself up to taunts from my next guest who will point out everything that I don't know that I'm talking about, which is why I bring them on. So to educate me and to appease all those folks who actually do follow EPL and would rather hear somebody who follows that league break it down rather than me, and for somebody who is very excited about the finale of Better Call Saul, which I see a lot of people talking about tonight, it is our good friend Ben Swain. Swain, what's going on, dude?
I just thought it was Chelsea and Tottenham saying that they're going to join the Big Ten because it was the exact same as the Wisconsin-Michigan handshake from last basketball season.
We've had a lot of good handshakes. Oh, did anybody drop like an ex crotch chop on anybody at the EPL?
No, nobody hit anybody, but it was the initial handshake that was the issue at the end of the game.
Yes.
Juwan Howard would have been proud.
All right, do this. I know you'll roll your eyes a little bit, but let's pretend that there are people in the audience like me who won't know anything about it. So break down exactly what happened, and then we'll get into further discussion.
Well, it's rivalry game, and I believe it was like the sixth or seventh minute of injury time, so it was pretty extended, and there were some calls that were certainly questionable, and Tottenham scored the game-tying goal in the sixth minute of injury time. So the Chelsea manager not happy at all about the referees, not happy at all about really anything. So the game ends, the two coaches go to shake hands, and the Tottenham coach just goes for the blow-by, right? Like, just, I'm shaking hands, I'm getting out of here. We got a point that we weren't really supposed to get. I'm just going to get to the locker room and get out of here. Well, the Chelsea coach felt like he deserved some eye contact, and so he didn't break off the handshake, right? Like, so it was a blow-by handshake. They grab hands. The Chelsea manager holds on and kind of jerks the guy around. So now they're facing each other. And it got a little heated there for a moment. Anytime you jerk another human being around, right? Like, that's crossing a little bit of a line where you expect there's going to be some issues. And, both benches kind of cleared. In soccer, the two benches are on the same sideline. They're next to each other. So it wasn't like anybody came across the field. Everybody kind of joined right where the coaches were. And, no punches thrown, nothing crazy like that. But there was a contentious moment that was certainly exciting for the fans to watch.
We've seen, you mentioned a big handshake in the Big Ten last year. We had some kind of weak handshake kerfluffles Duke UNC this year. We had a good handshake in the ACC a few years ago where Mark Gottfried got a win and went with the, I don't know how else to say it, but the butt slap on Coach K. Would that have been appropriate? Like, if the guy who wasn't getting eye contact, if he was like, if you're going to keep it moving, I'll keep it moving with a butt slap. Like, would that have worked in this situation?
I feel like the holding of the hand and jerking him completely around at 180 was a lot more demeaning and aggressive than a butt slap would be.
All right, go ahead.
A butt slap's kind of jovial, man. Like, you might be mad at the other guy, but it's also sort of like, hey man, good game, that was fun, and you give somebody the butt slap. It's a lot more friendly and playful than the I'm literally going to jerk you around and change the direction that you're walking. So now you're facing me. It was a lot more violent than that.
If I know you well, Swain, and I believe I do, I know you're a Liverpool fan. That part I know. I'm not questioning that. But if I know you well, you've got like jokes and put downs on hands for any team that isn't your team, Liverpool. So, like, how do you decide when it's two good teams that are playing each other that aren't Liverpool? Like, who do you want to see clowned more in this situation, Chelsea or Tottenham?
Well, do you want me to answer if it was two good teams playing, or do you want me to answer if it's Chelsea?
I knew it. All right, but who do you have more disdain for, Chelsea or Tottenham?
I think everybody pretty much hates Chelsea because they've actually won something. Like, Tottenham doesn't have any trophies to back up their status. They're a big club. Everybody knows them. Ted Lasso coached there on the commercials before it was a TV show. So, everybody knows Tottenham, but everyone hates Chelsea because they went through, they were kind of the first club to go through the Russian billionaire buying trophies phase before it was overtaken by oil billionaires buying trophies. So everybody hates Chelsea for that reason.
And what about these two coaches specifically? I know coaches are like big personalities in the soccer world. They coach national teams. They've you know, coached in different leagues. Like, are either of these guys that you particularly dislike or like?
No, like, they definitely both have huge egos. I think Conte's a lot more likable than Tuchel is. Conte's the Tottenham manager. He's been around. You know, people know him and have gotten to like him. He was in, so for fans, and I can't even remember what product it was, but it was the Take a Pause ad campaign with, like, all the athletes talking about, like, mental health and it's okay to step away. He's in that ad campaign. And so, like, he's pretty well known. Tuchel for Chelsea's kind of new on the scene and hasn't really earned his stripes yet. Other than having a pretty good team. I guess they did win the Champions League under him, so I'll give him that. But I think you definitely side on Conte's side in this case.
Gotcha. And the season, obviously, still young, but we're a couple games in. Actually, I think Liverpool's about to play today, so you're probably at a pub. No, I'm sure you're at work and you would never watch games during work time. But if you weren't at work, I'm sure you would be at a pub somewhere to watch Liverpool Crystal Palace. But has there been any?
I don't do the pub thing.
I don't know.
I can't get into it.
All right.
I love watching the sport, and like, I'll watch anybody that's playing, and I get into it. I've never done, outside of one time when we were down the ACC tournament, we hit up Valhalla to watch a game, a Champions League game. But yeah, I'm not a big pub guy.
Interesting. No, I was totally just being cliche guy, just naming things that I associate with soccer. Like, oh, were you at a pub and having a pint? all right. The other thing we wanted to talk about, Victoria reacted. So maybe I should let her take this part of the interview because she probably knows it better than I do. But a lot of talk. Breaking Bad was, you know, on a lot of people's list as one of the best shows in television history. And then it had this spinoff, Better Call Saul, which I think people were excited about. But like, expectations are, well, it's going to be hard to spin off a best show and have a better show, right? We got a lot of examples of spinoffs that were good, but maybe not eclipsing the show they spun off from. I don't know if you have Better Call Saul as officially better than Breaking Bad, but you got it pretty darn high up there. What makes it a great show? And I don't know what the question to ask about the finale is. Do you have expectations, predictions, anything for the finale?
So, I can't recommend it enough to anybody that wants to go into it. It's not like Breaking Bad, right? Like, Breaking Bad was more of a story, where Better Call Saul is, but it's also more about the characters than it is about the story, right? Like, it's different. It's apples and oranges to Breaking Bad, but there's obviously a lot of crossover, and it gets into the whole cartel side of things from Breaking Bad and sets that up, but it's been an incredible show, and just those two shows put together, knowing that we're not ever going to get anything new from the Breaking Bad universe after tonight, is a little bit sad to think about, because it's been such a huge part of American TV for such a long time.
Yeah, when did Breaking Bad start?
Honestly, I don't know, because I got into Breaking Bad late.
Yeah, same.
And was one of those where... And you know that, I did the same thing with Game of Thrones, right? Like, everybody's talking about Game of Thrones. I was like, all right, so I'll get into it just for the conversation. And then you end up loving it. And then, obviously, that kind of fizzled at the end. But Breaking Bad was not that way for me. It was outstanding at the end. But it was one of those things where I saw everybody talking about it, and I was like, I got to get in on this. So I caught up. And actually, I finished the series after it finished. So this is the first time I've finished one of these live in real time. But it's been a while. It's been... you know, at least 10 years.
2008.
2008.
Yes, which I watched it the same way. I was late to it, so I could binge it, which was great. I highly recommend. But yeah, I'm watching Better Call Saul real time. So many twists.
But basically like a 14-year stretch of TV between the two shows. And then I saw you throw out that theorem on Twitter that this is the the bet, when you put the two together, obviously they're two different shows, but directly related to each other, that it makes for the best TV universe ever. There were some other responses in there. Was there anything else that came close or that you hadn't thought of as far as like...
No, there's nothing that challenged it, right? Like a lot of answers that was like just showing that two shows were connected. Like the whole... what was it? Perfect Strangers and Family Matters?
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Technically a spinoff, but like no real crossover. The Elevator Lady is the only like character that was the shared by both. Yeah, I think.
And the obvious one is Cheers and Frasier.
Yep.
with Frasier getting his own spinoff show from that. And then we kind of went down the path of a show that exists in the same universe, even though they're entirely separate from each other, like Wings and Cheers is what we talked about. So a lot of conversation about just TV shows that are connected with each other. But in terms of an actual spinoff, it's basically like Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 of TV, in my opinion.
Does Walter White, is he in A Better Call Saul?
He showed up this season. There were a couple of it's a prequel, right? So
yeah,
it goes back to origin, and they caught up. Well, it was actually a flashback. They overlapped the Breaking Bad era, and now we're kind of in the post Breaking Bad era. But yeah, Walter White was in it. Jesse had a pretty critical scene last week when he was in it. So they've definitely had some crossover with the main characters. And they've listed, so a lot of people will go to like TV Guide or IMDb to see actors listed because it kind of gives a spoiler, right?
Sure.
They have listed everyone in the series for tonight's show. And I don't think it's going to, I think it's literally just to keep it from being a spoiler, but they've got like Skyler, Anna Gunn. Skyler is listed in there. There's no way that she's going to be in the show, right? It's just totally like a smokescreen.
That's 100%. You list everybody just so that they can't find out who's actually going to show up. That's a very
good point. Unless it is going to be like a Seinfeld-like finale where it's just everyone in the Breaking Bad universe comes and testifies against Saul and he ends up in jail. that would be a great way to end the series.
What if they did? I mean, it would be terrible, but it would be fun if like, hey, we've got everybody in the palm of our hands. They're ready. Let's just trash it all. And do a Seinfeld, like, you know, shout-out ending and make it just terrible.
That's what Game of Thrones did, right? They just ruined the entire series.
With the finale. Ben Sway joining us. Follow him on Twitter, at TheBenSwain, especially if you're watching Better Call Saul tonight. He'll have some good stuff there. Also, Swain, I wanted to talk some Hurricanes. We've got a Natchez signing. We've got an injury to Pacioretty. But... just in general, I'm not willing to talk Canes with you. It's just too soon. I don't trust you. I do not trust you to talk Canes yet. We have to let it breathe a little bit more, and then we'll come on and talk some Canes, and you can be the funniest man in the NHL, all right?
I feel like the playoffs just ended, so yeah, I'm perfectly happy with that.
All right, Ben Swain. Follow him on Twitter, at TheBenSwain. Funniest man in the ACC, Canes fan, our EPL expert. We appreciate it, dude. We'll talk to you.
Later.
You're a Better Call Saul fan. You'll be watching tonight?
Yeah, well, yes. Okay. If I don't fall asleep beforehand, yes.
Wait, oh, yeah, because you're working so hard.
I might be a little sleepy, but I'm going to try.
You got it. It feels like it's a show that will keep you up.
Plus, you can't wait because someone's going to spoil it. You know somebody's going to get on social media and say, oh, did you see what happened?
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
All right, there it is. Is it 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock? Is that one of those?
Probably 9.
9 o'clock on AMC, Better Call Saul. It's weird on my social media. I got Facebook, Twitter, but like the collection of people that I see discussing this show are not necessarily the people that you would think would all like fit in the same room watching. Like, I wouldn't think that you would love this show as much as you know? So anyway, it's probably a show. I am always behind on shows. I don't think I've ever been watching a show... Partly because I can't do the watch an episode, wait a week, and then watch it, you know?
Hate it.
The best case scenario for me would be, like, if I had binged everything up to the last two episodes and then just watched along with those.
Yeah, but I was late to Stranger Things, so I get it. I was, like, years late to Stranger Things.
I was in on Stranger Things early. I gave up sort of early season two, and then I never got it back. And then I'm always like, I see people talking about it, and I'm like, maybe I should have stuck with it. So
maybe that's what you got to do.
Especially with the local connections.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned being late to Breaking Bad. You know what else I was late to? Ludacris.
Really?
Yeah. In general, I'm behind on hip-hop and country.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
always a few years behind because Same. There's a lot of good stuff that comes out of there, mm-hmm. but also a lot of noise, right?
Yes.
And I don't have the time to decide who's like a one-hit wonder in both country or hip-hop. I mean, it's probably true of like pop too, but those distinct styles
yes.
remind me because I'm like, I'll get a record of somebody that I like. Like, I'll finally get a Kendrick Lamar record 5 years after it came out, and it'll be all I listen to for 6 months, or a Sturgill Simpson record, right? And
yeah.
I'm not cutting edge, but I take some time to let it filter out and be like, all right.
Right. Weed out the extras.
Yes.
I'm glad that you still get albums, too, or, you know, CDs or whatever, because I like to listen to the whole thing. You might find a song that you didn't know you liked if you liked the artist.
I'm actually not good about that. I think I was in a time where I would go on, like, bike rides a lot, and so I would listen, I don't make playlists a lot, so I'm more likely just press play and listen to something, but I'm also somebody who can get stuck on, like, listening to one song.
Yes.
I'll go to the dog park and just put that one song on repeat, and I'll stand there for 45 minutes and listen to the same song 9 times in a row until I know it, like, intimately.
Yes.
I'll just go all in on a song. Right now, we're going all in to L.A. I've got some questions for our travel agent, but let's let him join us. It is Dennis Cox. What's up, man?
What's up, Hayes Pomar? By the way, I really do appreciate you all taking your time out of breaking down the entire AP Top 25.
Hey, no
well
problem.
Spending multiple segments on Matt Corral.
Hey, no problem. A lot of Matt Corral. No, he's gone. Matt Corral's gone. We don't want to talk about Matt Corral anymore. He went 1-for-9. We don't have to talk about him.
Okay, that's fair. Also, a happy National Play Lacrosse Day.
Stop. The only thing bad about having Anish Shroff on today was that you were not here to talk some lax with him. Because I know he's a big lax guy, but we had some fun. My question for you before we get started on the L.A. Day on the NFL road tour, what do we do in cities that have two teams? Are we seeing different places when we visit the Rams or the Chargers?
You're doing the exact same stuff.
Okay, so this is, are we taking care of both the Rams and the Chargers today?
No, we've already done the Rams. Now we're going back to Inglewood, California.
But we're doing the same things?
Yeah, we're doing the same things, Hayes, because you're going to the same city. You're doing the same things.
That's always a good, interesting travel debate is, all right, so, you know, I visited some city in Spain and it was awesome and I loved it. If I'm going back to Spain, do you visit that city because you know you love it and you're seeing the spots, or do you go to a different city in Spain? That's always an interesting travel decision. Do I go back to the restaurant, you know, that's on the road that I know I love, or do I try a new restaurant when I'm in Brooklyn or whatever it is? So you are taking us back to the same spots, it sounds like. Where are we going in L.A.?
That's right. We're going to Inglewood, California, because that is the home of SoFi Stadium. It's not necessarily L.A. So we're not just doing L.A. as a whole. Like, we're not going to Burbank. We're not going to Pasadena. No, we're going strictly to Inglewood because that is where SoFi Stadium is located. By the way, real quick, it was announced SoFi Stadium is going to host WrestleMania 39.
Okay.
And that's interesting.
Very cool. We'll have to visit again for that.
Well, absolutely. Well, on top, again, all the usual stuff that you do when you're in Inglewood, California. All the Southern California things, like you got to listen to West Coast hip hop.
Sure.
You got to sit in traffic for hours. You got to stare and breathe in some smog. You got to stare into it and you got to breathe it in.
And
you're in Southern California.
Did you ever see the, was it the Saturday Night Live skit that was called The Californians?
Yes.
And like, it was kind of weird. It was partly they went all in on the accent, but the other thing that was the staple was like describing the roads. Like you mentioned being on the traffic, but I think we also had to be like, yeah, I'm going to take the 9 in and then hop over to the 11 to go down. Then I'll be on the South 32 this afternoon, whatever. So, yes, while we're in traffic.
405.
Yes, I don't know any actually roads to reference there correctly. But yes, while we're in traffic.
Here in North Carolina, it's like, well, I'm going to take the 85 all the way down to Charlotte.
The 85, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly what you're doing. I'm gonna get on the 40 and take it to the 85 and go down to Charlotte.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you would say it in that situation.
So when you're in Inglewood, California,
again, you got to go to the Forum. Also, it's the Kia Forum now, but it's the Forum. It's where Showtime Lakers, it's where the Kings initially played. They still do concerts and events and stuff there. But it's just a simple fact, that's where the Showtime Lakers, Magic Johnson and those guys played at the Forum. So you got to go check out the Forum. It's one of the first places you
got to go. Do any sports teams play there anymore?
I don't think so. I know they do some different concerts and other, you know, events and such, but I don't think any sports teams play there full time. I guess they're all at crypto.com arena.
Sure.
Only the Staples Center.
Sure.
That's where they're all now. But right next to SoFi Stadium, also in Inglewood, obviously, You got to go to YouTube Theater, all right? They got shows, concerts, events. I'm wondering, Hayes Permar, can we just go down a rabbit hole of Good Mythical Morning and just watch Rhett and Link's YouTube show?
Oh, yeah.
Like, can we do that while we're there?
I was thinking, like, a YouTube Theater, is it just populated by all, like, YouTubers? Like, they're the only people that perform? It's like Rhett and Link, like, live there? And, like, it's like a radio station, but, like, YouTubers are there, like, live during their time. It's like Mr. Beast will be performing for an hour.
Yeah.
And then the Rhett and Link show comes on. Like, that's what I want at the YouTube Theater.
I'm guessing that's what it is. Like, hey, on Tuesdays from, you know, this time to this time, it's just we're just going to show Rhett and Link. You know, Good Mythical Morning. And they're like, on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., we're just showing Mr. Beast YouTube videos, whatever it may be.
Dude Perfect.
I think that actually would be
Dude Perfect will be there for Friday night. And
yes.
Charlie Bit My Finger will be making an appearance. I'm trying to think of other YouTube. I should name, like, hip, relevant YouTube. PewDiePie? Is that a YouTuber still? Is that a thing?
PewDiePie?
Wasn't there a PewDiePie?
I'm terrible at this game. There's
I don't know any YouTubers. I thought PewDiePie was a YouTuber. I'm sorry.
I got Good Mythical Morning, Mr. Beast. They're North Carolinians. What more do you need?
We'll count those.
Also, while you're there, just north of SoFi Stadium, there's actually a Garden of Roses and a mausoleum that's actually located there. Sugar Ray Robinson is actually buried there. So if you're a boxing fan, you can go check that out.
I saw this, but initially, when I had this on my phone, the way the words spaced out, Robinson was on a different line, and I thought we were going to see Sugar Ray's grave. And I was
I
was like, every morning we're doing this? All right, but it's Sugar Ray Robinson. Still cool, but, you know. I was excited.
Yes, your four-post bed just happens to be your grave.
I'm glad that Sugar Ray is actually still alive and kicking.
Yeah, but Sugar Ray Robinson, though.
Not.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But obviously some food staples you got to get while you're there in Inglewood. You got to go to Emma's Snack Shop, all right? They got subs, sandwiches, breakfast. But here's the thing, Hayes. Their menu, just the picture.
Love
That's
it.
That's all it is. Didn't describe it like, here's just the picture of the item that you can order. That's it.
Love it.
Like, yeah, I'll take that.
It's hard to do substitutions. Like, can I get that, but then take that out of that and put it in that instead of that? Like, I don't know how substitutions work, but I like picture menus.
Can I just get these two things combined?
Smash them together.
Make it into one.
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Can we just make it into one? Also on the same street as Emma's, there's also Doolin's Soul Food Kitchen. It's on the same block. So if you want to get breakfast at Emma's, then take a stroll on over and then go to Doolin's Soul Food Kitchen, by all means, check it out for sure.
Right.
But here's the thing, Hayes Permar, because we're going back to Inglewood. You got to go back to the donut shop that we mentioned earlier last week when we were talking about the Rams. Now, because you watch the Chargers, you got to go back to the famous Randy's Donuts. That's right, Randy's Famous Donuts. It's been featured in films, Hayes.
Like, what?
I don't know if you noticed.
What
this.
Films?
Like Iron Man 2. It's been featured in Iron Man 2.
All right, here's the thing. I appreciate you. You're off today. You're not working. You're off the clock. You're not getting paid. You're coming because this is a regular bit that you're trying to continue and you want to, you know, keep some continuity to the show. And I'll even concede, hey, Rams and Chargers, they play in the same stadium. We're going to the same city. We're visiting the same spots.
Yeah.
But I'm calling you out.
What?
I think we needed to hit a different donut spot. I don't think we got to go back to Rams. No, I think every team.
The donut place. The donut place of
Victoria?
England.
What do you say?
Nope. We should change it up. There's a lot of options.
No, Dennis isn't here.
No. We're going to single cities.
And maybe we
single cities.
When we're done with him, maybe we just look up our own Inglewood donut shop and we just go there ourselves.
Sure.
And you're going to see Randy's. Everyone's gonna be like, got to go to Randy's. That's what you're going to see. Everyone goes to Randy's.
The line's too long at Randy's.
Yeah.
Line is too
One
long.
Donut shop per city.
I just want
to.
Nah, Victoria and I are going to find our own donut shop. We'll be fine.
Bye.
Nah, what do we have coming up on the NFL City Tour?
Tomorrow's Green Bay.
Ooh.
I think Victoria might go ahead and draw for us for Wednesday.
All right, Green Bay. We're excited about Green Bay. Are there two NFL teams in Green Bay or just one? I can't remember.
Just one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right.
All right, next one, New York Jets.
We're going back to East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Well, that's good that Gold will be back for the New York Jets visit. Have you ever been to L.A., Dennis Cox?
I have, actually.
I've been, but it's been a long time. And my buddy was, like, working when I flew in, and so I took the train into town. And apparently that's not a thing that anybody does in L.A. And so the rest of the time I was like, we'd meet up with friends. He's like, hey, listen to this. This guy took the train in. Did you know we had a train that came here for it? I was like, yeah, man, I figured it out, yeah. But, yeah, train not super popular in L.A., but I enjoyed it. Yeah, L.A., good place.
Probably the most efficient way to travel in L.A.
I know. That was the thing. I was like, A, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to get a cab, and B, I hear the traffic's bad. Why wouldn't I get a train? I mean, it took a little while, but I got to my spot, and it was like, you know, $2 or whatever.
Yeah, the traffic on the 405. You don't want to deal with that.
Absolutely. Dennis Cox, happy. What did you say it was? Is it National Lacrosse Day?
Play Lacrosse Day.
National Play Lacrosse Day?
Yeah.
As opposed to, see, this is the Josh Goodson theory. Like, somewhere there's a National Lacrosse Day, then they're going to try and put a National Play Lacrosse Day on it, and I'll bet you somewhere there's a National Watch Lacrosse Day.
Yes.
And Dennis Cox celebrates all of them. Is that like an old-school original lacrosse stick that you've got there since we do have the visual there?
Yeah, this is actually an old-school wooden stick. So this was actually crafted on a Mohawk reservation up in upstate New York.
I mean, Cox is just flexing all his gadgets. He's got his comic books in the back. He's got his T-shirt on, and he's got his fancy old-school lacrosse stick.
Yeah.
Looking good, Cox. We will visit you tomorrow for Green Bay.
Yes, lots of cheese curds. Get ready.
All right, we're excited. And maybe we'll go back to Randy's Donuts.
This is the Adam Gold Show.